All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Texas A&M University Commerce here on this beautiful July day. It's a little hot, a little muggy, but we're glad everyone's here to be with us. Very historic day here at A&M Commerce, the opportunity to start a new era in Lion Athletics, and we're incredibly excited for this new opportunity. We want to thank everyone for being here today, a lot of faces here. I want to thank Dr. Dan Jones for being here. He will lead off this press conference. And then turn it over to Athletic Director Ryan Ivey, who will then introduce our new softball coach. Following his remarks, we will then have a question and answer period for any media that are in attendance. And then after that, we will have one-on-ones available for any media that want to as well. So this time, I'd like to turn it over to Texas A&M University President Dr. Dan Jones.
Thank you, Rand, and thank all of you for coming out today. This is a historic day in Lion Athletics, and I would say that it's the beginning of a new day, but actually that new day started earlier this year with the successful recruitment of Ryan Ivey, our new athletic director, and one of the first things Ryan did was to hire a football coach. So he's a man who hit the ground running and knows what a new day is all about. So let's just say this is not a new day, but the sun continues to rise on this new day in Lion Athletics, because today we announce not only the addition of a new sport, football, we had football for a while, I keep forgetting that. We'll have a new version of football this fall, right? Okay. A new sport, softball, but also the successful recruitment of a new coach. Lion Athletics has been around a long time. Next year we celebrate our 125th anniversary as a university. And for 98 of those 125 years, we've had Lion Athletics, started in 1915 under our founder, Professor Mayo, and we have produced a lot of distinguished athletes. We've had a lot of success on the field and on the court. We've had national champions. We've had people go on to have distinguished careers in professional athletics, but we have never had a softball program, and that changes. That changes this fall. For the first time in A&M Commerce history, we will have softball. Ryan and I have been talking about this all spring, and what we decided is that we are smack dab in the middle of one of the hottest regions in the country for women's softball. We have great teams, we have great players, we have great athletes, we have young ladies with a passion for softball who also have a passion for a great education, and we decided, you know what? We are tired of exporting all of those players to places like, for example, Texas Women's. Okay, and some of the other universities around this area. So we're now in the business of softball, and we're going to go out and give those young ladies who want to combine their twin passion for softball and great athleticism, as well as the desire for a world-class education, and bring them right here home to Texas A&M University Commerce. So the sun does continue to rise on this new day in Lion Athletics, and we're so thrilled to share that with you here today. So, with that being said, let me call to the podium. I think he is officially no longer our new athletic director, but our athletic director still in his first year, Mr. Ryan Ivey. Ryan.
Thank you, Dr. Jones. Really appreciate it. And thank you all for coming. It is a historic day here for Lion Athletics, and it's a great day to be a Lion. Today, we begin the first step toward becoming a leader in intercollegiate softball in the North Texas region. Before we get started, I want to first thank a few people. I'd like to thank Dr. Jones and his leadership and vision to help establish in our program. So, Dr. Jones, thank you so much. I also want to thank the entire university faculty and staff for their support during this process. Their support has been overwhelming, and we look forward to continuing our partnership with them as we continue. I also want to thank the Kane Foundation for their generosity a few years back to help establishing and laying the foundation for what our softball program is becoming today. And finally, I would like to thank the search committee and their efforts during this process. Hiring a coach is never easy. There's always ups and downs and twists and turns that you go through, and they certainly did a great job, and so I want to thank them personally for their efforts. When we started this process, our goal was to find a coach who had the ability to start our program and build it to a national contender. We wanted someone who had the knowledge of the North Texas region in recruiting, someone who had the charisma and personality to interact with the community, someone who had the ability to connect with student athletes, someone who had a network that extended to the national level, someone who had the ability to have successful student athletes in the classroom, and someone who had a track record to win. And I can tell you there's no doubt that we have found that coach. Some of his accomplishments include 346 wins as a head coach over a 10-year period. That's 34.6 wins per season for some of you math professors out there. Three of the last four seasons, his team has participated in the NCAA regional tournament. Last year's team participated in the national championship. They had 51 wins as a team. He's had 8 All-Americans, 61 All-Conference selections, 52 academic All-Americans, 107 conference honor roll selections, and his 2013 team finished with a 3.512 GPA. His team has averaged over 400 hours of community service over the past 5 years. Folks, when we talk about building great student athletes and we talk about student athlete welfare, those are the three components that we're talking about. And this individual has established a program that has been able to expound on all three of those. The bottom line is this, though. He has all the characteristics we're looking for, and then some. So, ladies and gentlemen, it is my privilege and honor to introduce the inaugural head softball coach here at Texas A&M University of Commerce, Mr. Richie Brewster.
Well, it's definitely an exciting time, but for me, it's an honor. It's a humbling experience to be able to be the first leader of this great university and this wonderful softball program that you're about to see on the field in the coming years. Very, very exciting time, but the excitement is yet to come. The real excitement is going to be when you're out there at the field and you see that first home run hit, and you see that first run score, and you see that first victory of Lions softball. That's going to be excitement when you hear the cheers roar out there and everybody's excited. That's going to be the real excitement. But definitely exciting time now, and I couldn't be more excited to be up here standing in front of you now. I want to thank Dr. Jones for your wonderful leadership, and this school is outstanding. I brought my family up here just to see what Commerce was all about. I've never been here. Can I recruit here was the question. And when I left here, I said, oh, boy, I'm looking forward to recruiting to this university. It is absolutely outstanding. I read everything there was to read about Commerce. I was in a situation, in a great situation at TWU. I didn't have to leave. I tried to find things that were bad here, and I could not find them. It just kept getting more and more and more positive. The more and more I read about it, the more excited that I got. Mr. Ryan Ivey, what an awesome athletic director and your leadership. I look forward to working for you. Just a standout person, a hard worker, and that's one of my keys to success. The only way to get to be successful is through hard work. He understands that, and I know he's going to be in the trenches right there with me and my staff to go out there and working extremely hard to build this program to the success of where I've been and where we're going to be here at Lion Athletics. I want to thank the search committee for having the confidence in me to lead this program into territories that we've never seen before, but it's going to be a good ride, and I sure am happy that y'all chose me to be the leader of this program. To my wonderful family, I couldn't do it without you. Very emotional with all the things that they do for me and stand behind me. As a coach's wife, it's very hard with three young kids. And to do the things that you do, you know, for me, to allow me to be the best coach and to give my time to these young ladies that their parents entrust in me so they can get their education and to go and be good citizens of the world, I thank you. And to my father, for all the wonderful times of being there for me, very exciting, you know, to stand by me and all those wonderful things. excuse me for the emotion there, but it's very exciting times. And before I answer any questions, I want to introduce another good friend of mine and the first corporate sponsorship of Lion Softball. I want to introduce, if you've been around softball at all, if you haven't been, this is a lady that you need to know, Coach Diane Baker, the national sales rep for Shutt Sports, softball, and baseball. She's a wonderful friend of mine. At this time, I'd like for her to come up here and welcome her as the first corporate sponsor in our softball history.
I know your university. Well, I'm going to age myself. Many years ago, I was a student at Texas Women's University, and we played, we competed here, and then I went to Stephen F. Austin to coach, and we competed here. So I know your university well. The reason I came to you, and I can pick and choose where I go as the National Promotions Director of Baseball and Softball, is this young man right here. I met him 5 years ago. I believe in him as a coach and a man. He stands for everything that I want to be involved in, the ethics, the hard work, everything that a person could want, a family man. So I choose your university to sponsor in what I call protective gear. We will be giving you helmets, catching gear, bags, bases, pretty much anything you need for softball with the exception of bats, you will receive it from Shutt Sports. And I'm very proud to be part of that. And I'm very proud of you. Now, I don't like, he's the son I never wanted. Okay? And I still live in Denton, Texas, so I'm not really thrilled about losing him because I'm not going to see him on a daily basis. They're telling me I can come up here and fish a little bit like I did in Nacogdoches. Told him I wasn't very good at it. I'm not really thrilled about that, about him leaving Texas Women's University, but he is so excited to be here with you. And being from East Texas, I spent 17 years at SFA. You people have always, East Texas people are incredible people and kind people, and they will nurture him the way he needs to be nurtured in his family. So I'm very proud to be the first sponsor of this softball program, and I believe I have your name. My middle name is Ivy, so we'll just, we're brother and sister now. And thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you, Coach.
I'll go over just a little bit of my plans and expectations of this program as we move forward before I answer any questions. I'm not one to make excuses. So we will not, as players, as teams, this is a first-year program. Champions don't make excuses. We're going to hit the ground running. I know what it takes to be successful in the Lone Star Conference, the best softball conference in the country. I know what it takes to recruit the best athletes, not only on the field but in the classroom. I'm going to be doing those things. My staff is going to be out there. We're going to be working tirelessly to get the best student athletes in here to give us the best opportunity to win the Lone Star Conference championship the first year. So you won't hear any excuses from us. We're going to be out there working every single day, working hard, and doing all the things that it takes to be champions the very first year. We need your support. When you're out there in the stands, when all this excitement that we have, we need to continue to build upon that. Come out there and support these young ladies when they're out there. Fill those stands as we get those built for us out there. Come out there and enjoy the excitement that's going to be. It's a wonderful game. My style of play is very exciting. One of the fastest teams in the country, as well as one of the most power-hitting teams in the country. I will build another team just like that. It's very fun to watch. The game of softball is very, very exciting, as you all know, and I look forward to bringing those exciting times to Commerce. Questions? Yes.
I'm Taylor Dixon, and I'm with the Marketing Communications Department on campus. What are your recruitment plans? Like, are you going to look on campus? Are you strictly wanting to recruit out of high school or out of junior colleges?
All of the above. I've already been told there's some great players on campus here, so I'll definitely be looking for those people as well. We'll get the tryout information, go through all the NCAA paperwork we have to get a tryout to be able to look at those folks, as well as incoming freshmen with 2014 class. We'll also be looking at junior college transfers. So we'll be looking at everyone and choosing the best fit for this university. You're welcome.
All right, Coach Brewster, we actually had a few questions come in via Facebook and Twitter that we want to ask you as well. The first one is, with all of your success at Texas Women's, what was it about Commerce that drew you here?
Well, when I came here, it was the leadership with Mr. Ryan Ivey. Just outstanding what he stands for and what his goals are for this university. It's something that you want to be a part of. The excitement, you can feel the excitement. I'm not sure what we're excited about yet. I'm brand new, but I just know there's a lot of excitement. And I want to be a part of that. And so when I brought my family up here, this university sold itself. It's absolutely amazing with all the new constructs, the new building, the support as you read the website, all those positive comments that are on there, and to be able to lead it, it was just nothing but positive that I could find. And so it's going to be exciting to be able to recruit to this university.
All Second question we had was, number one, how exciting was it to be to the College World Series? And number two, what does it take to get there?
Well, like I said before, there's only one way to true success, and that's hard work. You've got to roll your sleeves up, and you just got to get out there, get dirty, you know, and work hard. Have a passion. What I'm looking for are girls that have heart. That's the number one thing that I look for, characteristics in a player, is heart. Do they have heart? My teams, we've been very fortunate that they've taken my style of play, and the biggest thing is heart, as I go back to that. It doesn't matter what the score is. You won't be able to tell because our kids are going to be playing hard every single pitch, every single inning, and that's what it takes to be successful to get to that level.
All right, one final question we got via Facebook. It said, A&M Commerce has never had a softball program. What will it take to build it up into a contender in the next 18 months?
Well, it's getting out there and recruiting the best players. There's a lot of talent here in East Texas, a lot of talent in Texas, a lot of talent across the country. The one fortunate thing that I've got a nice recruiting base out there. I've got a lot of good friends out there across the country, across Texas, that want to help. And they've already said, Coach, we're going to build you a national contender a whole lot sooner than later. And so it's nice to be able to continue to work with all of my good friends out there to bring the best talent in Texas and across the country here to Commerce.
Any other questions?
Y'all are too easy. There's never a dumb question with me, so feel free to ask.
I'm going to ask an academic question.
Yes, sir.
I'm really impressed with those numbers about the ETA and the academic all-stars. to get an athlete who's just as concerned about academics as about the game.
That's definitely part of the recruiting process of finding those girls that do care about their academics. And the one nice thing about softball is the majority of our players do care about their academics. They know they're not going to be a professional in softball. They're going to be in a professional in something other than softball. So that starts with it. Then you've got to go out there and pick those. Now, I also have a system put into place that our standards are very high, and we base our study hall hours on a 3.4 GPA. All incoming freshmen will have 6 hours of study hall. If they have above a 3.4, they'll only have 3 hours in the spring. Continue above a 3.4, then you're out of study hall. So a nice motivation there. The other thing we have is a lot of academic resource. I've already checked into that here. We've got a lot of everything that you need to be successful. I tell our recruits, you have to try to do bad. You have to make an effort to do bad. If you'll just ask, there's plenty of help here, and we're going to help you. So just please communicate with us on the front end. If you think there's going to be a problem, let us know. And we're right there with them. We're getting their grade checks. We're doing the things that it takes to be successful. Another thing, I also create a little competition. We have a system, and I take it from the military, academic battle buddies. So we have groups of two, maybe three, depending on how, and then we will let them compete amongst the highest GPA. Whoever has the highest GPA, maybe they get a running pass for a particular practice or something there. We're bound on some NCAA things we can't do. You'd love to go out and buy a mistake or something, but you just can't do that. But so we have competition amongst the academic part of it. And my teams in the past have really bought in trying to be a top 10 national team academically, and we've obviously been able to do that. And so I'll definitely be carrying those same things with us here.
Any others? Coach?
Thank you.
We're extremely excited to welcome Coach Brewster to campus and adding a 12th program now to A&M Commerce. We're excited to see every single one of you in the spring of 2015 for that home opener over at the McCain Sports Complex. And if there are any media that want any extra one-on-ones, please come feel free to see me. If not, we thank you for coming and have a great day.